Hello and welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, here to untangle the latest media and marketing news in minutes. Buckle up, folks, because today's episode is packed. First up, we've got news from ByteDance. The company's AI chatbot, Doubao, has skyrocketed to stardom in China. Launched just last August, Doubao is seriously giving ChatGPT a run for its money. With nearly 9 million downloads on Apple's iOS and 26 million monthly active users, Doubao is currently the most downloaded AI chatbot for iOS in China. Keep in mind, these numbers don't even include Android app stores. ByteDance keep rolling out the hits, which must be a relief given the unwanted attention TikTok is getting across the pond. Canada's intelligence chief has advised Canadians to stay clear of the app, echoing the kind of security concerns we've been hearing from the US. Remember, the US has already passed a bill to ban TikTok unless ByteDance sells its stake. TikTok's spokesperson, Danielle Morgan, isn't backing down, though. She insists that these security concerns are baseless and that TikTok has never and will never share Canadian user data with the Chinese government. Moving over to Europe now, Microsoft finds itself in a mixed bag of regulatory news. In the UK, Microsoft just dodged a bullet. Their partnership with French startup Mistral AI won't be investigated further by the Competition and Markets Authority. The CMA says this partnership doesn't qualify under the Enterprise Act 2002. But over in the EU, Microsoft isn't out of the woods. The tech giant could be staring at a hefty fine, up to 1% of its global annual turnover. Why? Microsoft didn't respond to a request for information regarding its generative AI tools. Before we wrap up, don't miss out on Kieran O'Kane's latest Mad Tech sketch on ExchangeWire.com. This time, he dives into the mechanics of curation in ad tech. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Mad Tech Daily. Thanks for tuning in. See you next time for more tech updates that'll keep you in the loop.